flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. I'm looking at a report this morning. Another Democrat applauds the move to revoke student visas for pro-Hamas foreigners, particularly those engaged in demonstrations that usually by the other side would be called hate speech or threatening or whatever. Congressman Jared Moskowitz, Democrat from Florida, he joined Democrat from New York, Richie Torres. They're the two so far that I've seen to support this executive order from President Trump. Our buddy Steve Feldman, executive director of Zionist of America, said that what we need to do here in Philadelphia, he's asked Mayor Parker to condemn an event at City Hall that praised and supported Hamas-led massacre of Israel, and that she help reverse moral decay that leads to anti-Jewish activity. All right, so this was watch some of this. It was celebrating October 7th. Do you have people here that are on visas or just here illegally? And should not the mayor comment on something like this when it's a matter of national importance? The president with this, and there's a debate over freedom of speech around this. I'll ask Steve about that. He's a former journalist. That's how we first met. Executive director of the Greater Philadelphia Chapter of the Zionist Organization of America, Steve Feldman. Hey, Steve, welcome back.
Hi, Dom. Thank you very much for having me, and good afternoon to your listeners.
So, Steve, what are you calling upon the mayor to do here? Just call this out?
Well, more than call it out, Dom, and I thank you for bringing this matter to the attention of your audience once again, because it's a continuing problem. When people have demonstrations and protests, and we support the First Amendment, ZOA, and I personally support the First Amendment, and in my previous career as a journalist, lived and died by the First Amendment, obviously. So we're not saying that these kinds of demonstrations should not happen, but when people in a city, in a society, celebrate mass murder and mass rape, and call for millions of Jews, or and it doesn't certainly have to be Jews, to be annihilated and the nation of Israel destroyed, I think the mayor has an obligation to say that while people have a right to say that, It's horrific to say, it's horrific to think, it's horrific to celebrate, and it speaks, I think, to a deeper ill in our society, that there are people who would celebrate mass murder. I mean, you know, if you think back to the Oklahoma City bombing and Timothy McVeigh, I think it was 1995, if memory serves me correct, 85, I forget now, I'm sorry. But nobody would be celebrating that. I mean, there wouldn't be a rally in Philadelphia mm-hmm. celebrating that. I hope not, right? So I think the mayor needs to condemn the spirit and ideology and sentiment behind celebrating mass rape, mass murder, and of course it happened right beneath her office
yes.
on City Hall's apron.
Well, that's what brings it all home. I mean, she ought to anyhow, but it's right underneath you. Yeah, it's incumbent upon you to say something here. We talked so many times about this, that October 7th, the methodology wasn't outlier. That's what they wanted to do. That was the tactic that was engaged in, which sets it apart from just about anything where you could debate. And Steve, I know your organization on this executive order by Trump, I do support it on college campuses, because I believe if you're supporting Hamas here, you're not an American citizen. You're here on visa. I'm suspect of just about everything about it. And I would start moving on those people to deport them.
Well, I would say that such people are a, you know, to quote the Supreme Court, a clear and present danger.
Yes.
Because you don't know. They're wearing masks, most of them, at these events. They're wearing masks. They're hard to ID. They're threatening people. They're intimidating people. I mean, they're not just standing there saying, you know, we support the Palestinians. They're chanting this phrase from the river to the sea, which calls for the destruction of Israel and its 7.5 million Jews. At this event on Saturday, they were calling for Tel Aviv to be bombed. There's about 1 million people who live in Tel Aviv. So these are not people exercising what we would all agree is freedom of speech. They really are out to intimidate and threaten and harm, and words do harm. And again, you know, to quote, you know, again, the Supreme Court and you know, shouting fire in a crowded theater, these people are not shouting fire in the crowded theater. They want to blow up the theater with everybody in it. And that's the difference. They're calling for these things to happen. It's not just, you know, Palestine shall be free. We don't agree with that. But, okay, that's a reasonable right. thing to aspire to and to say. But to call for people to be killed, to celebrate people being murdered and raped, I mean, we're talking about rape. We're talking about beheadings. There's no place for it. And if people are here illegally, meaning their visas expired, or they came in illegally, where they're not Americans, you know, do non-Americans deserve the protections of the First Amendment and the rest of the Constitution? That I think that's something that could be debated.
Yeah, without a doubt. I come down on that side because, again, to all the points you made, and they are suspect, we've seen it often enough, to harm Americans. Well, we have groups here, Steve. I've talked about our favorite group when I think we first met, the Black Israelites or the Real Israelites. They were at the Christmas Village screaming at parents. I don't know that I'd say they threatened violence on them, but they were getting into their face because of the parents telling their kid to believe in Santa, trying to disrupt in that manner, and screaming, you know, on a system that was really loud right on top of you. I would maintain.
Well, I still remember them shouting into a microphone with speakers across from City Hall that they were going to cut off my head and spit down my throat.
Exactly. And if you were another group, if you were a group on the other side of this, you would not get away with that. The police would say it's violative of something. And I don't want to shut down freedom of speech.
The police and the DA obviously should not be playing favorites. I mean, when you threaten somebody like that to commit bodily harm, there should be no question that you know, because, you know, especially when you take a look at the circumstances around, you know, one of the people Saturday at this anti-Jewish rally was wearing a Hamas bandana. So there is somebody putting on their person the garb of an organization that not only wants to murder every Jew, as it says in their covenant calls for the murders of members of the Rotary Clubs, the Freemasons, and the Lions Clubs. Any of your listeners can go look that up. So why would somebody put on a insignia or a bandana of people who want to slaughter the people who collect used eyeglasses to help people with vision problems? Okay.
Yeah, I brought the Rotary Club up, Steve, for a year. At any event that I do, people are amazed. So let's see if the mayor deigns to say anything here. She could spell out.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. This is a teachable minute, moment for society, for the city. If we, you know, as we wrote in our letter to her, we're supposed to be the city of brotherly love. Is that brotherly love that was on display outside of her office?
It would be groundbreaking for a mayor to stand up and to call it out. You're exactly right. And if they said, well, we'd be doing that all day. No, you wouldn't. This is different. October 7th is different from the random, you know, idiots that are out there.
And there are agencies that she oversees, the library, the schools, that promote a lot of this ideology. So it really is home for her. It's not only home, meaning that it happened outside of her office. The departments that she is responsible for ultimately are promoting some of this also. So it really is a grave danger. And it's incumbent upon her and any leader where such things would take place to call it out. You know, again, they have a right to be out there, but it speaks ill of a society. You know, Philadelphia is going to be the focal point of the 250th anniversary of our nation's birth. Who knows what these people are going to be plotting or hatching or doing that? You know, I wouldn't put anything past them. In New York, Jew haters, there's a group called Unity of Fields. They went into a building at Columbia University Wednesday. They poured cement down toilets, flushed them, and destroyed the whole sewage system of the building and underneath. I mean, this is the lengths that some of these people who support the destruction of Israel and the murder of Jews do in America. We don't want them here.
Without a doubt. Steve, where do we go for Zionist Organization of America?
Thank you very much. So locally, it's email is the word office at zoaphilly.org. Our website is philly.zoa.org. Nationally, if you're outside the Philadelphia area listening, it's info@zoa.org. And the website is just zoa.org. Easy to remember. I thank you. And for bringing this issue to light again. It's
Thank
really
you, Steve.
Important work that you're doing.
Thanks
Be
for
well.
Keeping us in the loop. Steve Feldman, Zionist Organization of America. Okay. 855-839-1210. You get on board. I'm on board with this. I understand First Amendment, freedom of speech. With the Trump executive order around this and the visa revocation, you serve here, you come into the country. If you're engaged in stuff we feel is out of bounds, okay, you can go into court. You can say that somehow or another, even though not an American citizen, someone threatening violence, someone threatening hatred, you have the right to remain here. You have the right to express it, but that doesn't mean we can't take action. That's what this comes down to. 855-839-1210. The black boxes have been delivered to the NTSB for evaluation. I would say they're moving this investigation along pretty quickly here. We've had any number of developments today. We're not that many days into it, but, you know, these things bog down and then we go, well, what happened? How did this happen? It's got to be something more definitive with the FAA. The big story today is, to me, without a doubt, that the guy who was in charge that night said, yeah, I have one guy that does helicopters, one guy does planes. You can go home. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Let me go to John in Philly, then we'll have Dom's Money Melody. John, welcome in.
I love your work.
Thank you,
Listen,
John.
You're welcome. I just want to put this out there. My son goes to a private school in Northeast Philadelphia. And the principal, I'm guessing, is a woke individual because she's got everybody scared that ICE is going to come and take their children. So now my son does not have recess because she's afraid ICE is going to come onto the parking lot and pull them off the parking lot.
Wow.
So now my honor roll student is you know, stuck in school because of some fear-mongering about ICE taking children in grade school. Are you kidding me?
Well, John, so, if you'd be good, and I'll put you on hold, and if you give Dan or Henry the name of the school, I don't want you to say it on air because I can't verify yet. We'll call them.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Yeah, we'll call them and ask them, is that their policy? What's it based on? You know what should happen in that, of course, if it's a private school. But if parents want their kid to be kept in for whatever reason, whatever their, I support parental rights, but the other kids ought to be able to go out to recess.
I totally agree with you, and I'm the same way. I don't care either way. Just
right.
Give him an option. My son didn't break any laws. He works very hard. He needs recess.
Yeah, that's everybody does. Let me put you on hold, John, and give Henry that. Henry, just relay it to me. Put it up so I can see, because private school, Northeast. Wow. I have to ask him. Explain that. Shouldn't that be the compromise? All right, you want your kid to stay in. You're afraid, whatever. Okay, you have the right to do that as a parent. Keep my kid in. Don't want him out, going out for recess. Okay. Let the other kids go out to recess. Well, we can't be doing that because then they'll think these people are evading ICE. Well, then let them go out for recess. I mean, this is the type of thing. But in a private school, you should have more leverage over this. We'll see if they'll talk about it. Right now, though, first, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money
There's
Melody.
That is exactly right, Dom's Money Melody. And today we're playing, oh, I love this one, a $50 Metro Diner gift certificate. Like the Metro Diner? Visit metrodiner.com for that location near you. Dan.
Yeah, Dom, so today we're asking for a solo act that left a group and succeeded because Justin Timberlake did so after being a teenage heartthrob in NSYNC, went on to have a great solo career. Well, Dom, prior to Justin Timberlake, this teenage heartthrob tried to do the same thing, leaving a very popular group, spurning off his own solo career, but he fell flat on his face, and it's largely because of record companies. He signed a very restrictive deal and wasn't able to select the music he wanted to perform, and it was just lackluster CD after lackluster CD. Well, here is that teenage heartthrob who left that group and failed, performing Fire and Rain, Dom, and we want to see the voice very recognizable if the audience can tell us who this individual is who failed when they tried on their solo career. So take a listen, Dom.
Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. You just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand, and I won't make it any other way. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain.
You know that one, Dom?
I'm very, very particular about this song. This is a powerful song.
And it's not done well.
Not done well. I mean, he's. I've interviewed him in person.
The person we're talking? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I can't wait to hear about that.
Yeah.
Nice clue there, yeah.
Yeah. Phillies related. So hit us at 855-839-1210. You can get on board. It's a song, if you don't have it, you shouldn't be allowed to fool around with. You just can't. Got to do a side question on Sunday. Certain songs you can't cover. You got to stay away from. Like Joe Pesci can't sing this. It's just too
did he
powerful.
Sing, what was the song that he did sing?
Probably. It's like Krusty the Clown will do anything. You know, it's... I don't think you can do the Eminem thing that I like either. But certainly you can't do the Sinatra thing. Would this guy dare to say... No. I chewed it up and spit it out. It should just be allowed. There ought to be, President Trump, executive order. You can't do stuff like this.
I don't think you... Yeah.
All right. Get on board, though. We got a $50 gift card. If you can identify who this is, nice guy. He and a colleague, and they were very nice. So it's a funny business who you get to interview. 855-839-1210. We'll send you off to the Metro Diner on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom, Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone? They're killing this cover, Dom.
All right, here we go. Yeah, on YouTube.
YouTubers, yeah. Man, they're like, please don't play it when we come back from the ads. Well, we're going to have to for those that are just joining
for those,
us.
Yeah, they're going to. All right, just
and
play.
And Uncle Sam says, this is when James Taylor heard this, he went back on drugs.
Oh, I didn't know he was on drugs, yeah?
Was he on drugs? I have no idea. I just thought it was a good
show. He strikes me as so clean cut, so. But he was with Carly Simon, so there's that.
So, Dom, we're looking for the cover artist today. This individual was a teenage heartthrob, part of a group, spurned off into a solo career, and didn't do well because the record company essentially didn't give him any creative freedom. And he just kind of, you know, went back to becoming that part of their group. And
could be a lack of talent, to put it mildly, on this, too, right? You know, let's hear it. Trying to be a little southern here.
Right? Trying to be like James Taylor.
Yeah. That's not bad there as an imitation, but it's too feeble. It's a weak voice. You know, surprisingly, you need a voice that really projects with this. Let's go to Ken in Sicklerville on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Ken, put us out of our misery. Who's singing that song?
That would be the late, great, former monkey, Davy Jones.
Yes, it was Davy Jones.
And he was much better as a monkey.
Yes, the monkeys, and that's right. Dan, that was a brilliant pick. So it was Davy Jones and I think Mickey Dolan at a Phillies game that I used to do opening day broadcast from there. They did something special and they brought him over. They were very nice. They weren't hard to deal with, et cetera. They were just happy to be doing the monkeys and still doing. I don't know if they threw out the first pitch, but that's brutal.
Did they perform? Was it like one of those stick around after the game to hear the monkeys perform?
That I don't remember.
Huh.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. But
late, great Davy Jones, Dom, in the 70s, spurned off into a post-Monkees career, solo career, signed with Bell Records, who was the Partridge Family signers.
Okay.
They kind of put him into a corner. A lot of lackluster, aimless records that were just kind of forced upon him because he couldn't sing what he wanted, and really just fizzled out. And as I said, you know, he kind of lived in that Monkees fame for the rest of his life, being, you know, Davy Jones and such. But sad story there. No Justin Timberlake there for Davy Jones'
career.
No,
not at all. All right, the big story developing this weekend, the sparring that went on in the White House press conference today, the tariffs are in response to illegal fentanyl, okay? And I'm still stunned this week. How could anybody, you know, even if they don't like Trump, all right, they don't like this whole thing, how could you kid yourself that ICE took down these two guys in an apartment in Denver, drug gang, illegals, with 134,000 fentanyl tablets, one sort or another. That's just mind-boggling. It's like a nuclear weapon. So the tariffs on China, Mexico, and Canada, apparently the White House says are in response to illegal fentanyl, so we're asking for the metric of what it is they have to do to take those tariffs off. It looks pretty clear to me that's going to happen tomorrow. Do they retaliate? Do we get into this now? And the left loves this because it gives them, well, what's Trump doing to lower prices at the grocery store that they have put into an almost impossible position? Now we're going to see this play out. So I expect this is going to happen. I don't think this is going to be something that's rescinded, that it's just a, you know, what he was able to do with Colombia very effectively. I think this is something more than that that's going to happen. All right, 855-839-1210. You can get on board. Let's go to Joe in Delco. And Joe, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Afternoon to you, Joe.
Hey, good afternoon, Dom. Hey, guys. I was just telling Henry, I'm a Class A CDL driver.
Okay.
With regards to the marijuana and legalizing it, not legalizing it, I would vote no. This is just for the simple fact of the secondhand smoke. These people, you know, what happens is, you know, like I was telling Henry, in Philadelphia, it's decriminalized, but it's not.
Right.
It's decriminalized. So these guys will be walking down the streets smoking pot. I get out of my truck, I get a face full of pot smoke. I'm subject to to random drug testing.
Well, let's break that down. I take your point. Do you think that would come up, that you have it in your system? I don't know about that, Joe.
Well, that's nobody can give me a straight answer. I panic. I don't go to shows anymore, like concerts. I used to love going to concerts.
Extended period of time, that's a great question. I'm not denying there are not, the thing that we're talking about, when are you inebriated? How do they test? And the insurance consequences of someone like you working in this insurance company is going to be pretty tough. There can't be a whiff of this. So does that then, and you got a big stake in this, does that then say adults can't do this? It's worth it to keep it illegal.
Well, I'm a firm believer in do what you want to do. But again, now their liberties are going to be pushed onto my liberties. Because if I go in for a random drug test, and I don't typically what happens when you go in for a random drug test, if you're someone who's using, you have that opportunity to come clean with the person taking the sample and say, hey, listen, I got a problem. And they'll send you to rehab. I go in there unknowing that I'm going to test positive, and I test positive, I'm fired. I'm done. My livelihood is gone.
Yeah. Well, I will, Joe, I'll try to look into this when he announces it on Tuesday. There's going to be a big deal around it to see. I hear what you're saying, though. A concert with people smoking the entire time, I would be wary of that. Other than that, though, if you're not around it, extend it, I don't think you're going to test positive.
Yeah, but nobody can give me that straight answer. Like, I used to ask about the CBD oils.
Right.
You know, they'll test positive in a drug test. I have arthritis in my hands, and I would always ask the person taking the drug test, hey, will CBD oils make you test positive? Oh, I don't know. And finally, at our local, we had a meeting, and we had a guy who, different company than what I work for, who's a bodybuilder, and he would use the oils like for muscle soreness and stuff. He tested positive, lost his job.
I hear you. All right, Joe, I'll take that under advisement Tuesday when he announces this. They're going to have legitimate questions. They're going to be questions like that. All right, coming up, as busy as it is with these tariffs, the Trump White House put out their statement today. Now, there's going to be a showdown on this, a big one that I am just waiting for. With any number of these weasel school districts like Central Bucks West saying, you're not going to be able to do what you did in the Biden years. There's a new game in town here, meaning this transgender nonsense, males against females, bathroom stuff, it's over. Will they take away? They seem to be in the mode where they would take away federal funding. All you have to do is do that to Central Bucks West. Let's see what they say then. I'll give you the details of the directive they put out on Title IX now and what it means, what they reaffirmed. Here's how you get in, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All I need you to do is just push #1210. The Gronk is taking NFL officials to task over favoritism for your Kansas City Chiefs. Really, I don't see it as a top-of-mind thing, Henry, that they're engaged in that. But, you know, the spotting of the football last week, if I'm an official and I've refereed, you know, high school basketball and all, I'm going to go where my logic takes me in a questionable call. And when Josh Allen, they called him short on that, that's ridiculous. You got to go with he made it if it's reasonable and you're in doubt. And they were in doubt.
Oh yeah, totally. No, yeah. I think the calls to do something about the favorable, you know, calls the Chiefs have getting grown louder, and especially after a call like that, you know, in a championship game, it's only a matter of time for the people on TV would put pressure on the officials, and you'll see more and more people put pressure on the officials as a way to try and keep the game clean. Because let's face it, like someone like Michael Jordan, someone like LeBron James, they're gonna get the calls. They're going to get the calls, and it's the same way with Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. They tend to get the calls just because they are the best. They are the unbeatable ones.
Well, we'll see if referees try to make that point early on with the Eagles.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see. Hopefully Bradbury's not out there for the game.
Well, I would have called that. Hey, it's against it. He did hold him up a bit. Mm-hmm. I know you can say no harm, no foul. He did hold up his path with the receiver. I would have called that one. As difficult as it was, I would have. But we're going to see. If Eagles win, they don't care what happened. But if right. there's a call here, an inch and Mahomes gets the advantage on that, then there's going to be difficulty. All right, 855-839-1210. As long as Jason Kelce gets under 0 yards, 0 catches, 0 blocks, I'll be happy. That's the only thing I'm worried about. Yeah. Well, he's faded a bit. All right. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. I'll give you this Title IX stuff. Got some great answers on the side question. Don't make it just about sports or entertainment. If you can come up with something else, somebody that left like Timberlake did and became a bigger star. Hey, I have an important question to ask. Are you planning to sell your home in 2025? The housing market is changing fast, not what it used to be. Well, my great friend Diane Cardano is back from Cardano Realtors, wants to help you stay ahead of the shifting real estate market and increase the value of your home. Put this in your calendar. Put it there. Don't forget, it's tomorrow morning. Hosting a free breakfast seminar this Saturday morning, February 1st, at the Hilton Garden Inn in Fort Washington. Really nice spot, very convenient, right off 309 Turnpike. She'll talk about how to tackle today's uncertain market with rising inventory and great staging tips, low-cost ways to really stage your home, and lots of other insights. She'll answer all your questions. I'll be there around 8:15. I think breakfast starts at 8:30. Diane will be signing copies of her new book, Model Home Mindset. You don't want to wing it when it comes to selling your home. You want the proven person year after year that does this, Diane Cardano. She will sell it quickly and for top dollar. Don't miss out. It's all free. All you have to do is RSVP. Call now 215-576-8666 or online 215-576-8666.com. I'll see you Saturday morning, the Hilton Garden Inn, right there in Fort Washington. All right, Dom Giordano's show. Now, this is just developing, but it has real repercussions. So the Education Department, McMahon is not in charge yet. They will return to enforcing Title IX protections on the basis of biological sex in schools and campuses. They sent a Dear Colleague letter, as I understand it, to every K-12 school and institution of higher education, advising educators and administrators that the Department's Office for Civil Rights will enforce the Trump administration's 2020 Title IX rule. That comes after Republican attorneys generals challenged the Biden administration's and won 2024 Title IX rewrite, which the U.S. District Court ruled was unlawful and therefore unenforceable in schools and colleges. The department will return to enforcing Title IX protections on the basis of biological sex in schools and on campuses. This, they say, too, this Title IX rule ends a serious threat to campus free speech and ensures much stronger due process for students during the proceedings. In other words, if you complained about this, you know what would happen to you. That's not going to happen now. So are these school districts really going to waste more taxpayer money like Central Bucks West? Are they going to fight this out, continuing to say this is discriminatory, when really all Title IX does, as you know, is open up women's sports, things of that nature, protect women? Here we go. The thing to do then is make some examples, take the biggest 10 across the country, withhold federal funds, withhold every dollar if they will not comply with this. They want to drag it out, going to this court or that court, et cetera. Okay, in the meantime, that funding is not going to come your way. How much funding do they get? I'll have to look it up, but I think it's substantial. I'd start with Philadelphia, New York, but I would Central Bucks within my top 10 list. What's Karen Smith going to do over there? All right, we'll see. This is coming, though, relatively soon, because they will just ignore this, or they'll say, well, we're not going to comply with it. It's just discriminatory. They'll say words like unconstitutional. They'll say it's an outrage. Have you no heart? What about these poor transgender kids? This election, amazingly, this was a subtext to everything else. In reading with RFK Jr. and the testimony this week, why some of this stuff works is a lot of people felt going into this election that something is wrong and they want something changed dramatically here. So even though I didn't like some of the Trump comments yesterday at all, it should have been more bereavement and be careful on the connection to some of these things that are involved. You better be pretty precise. Today, leading the news is the fact the guy in charge of the traffic controlling in Washington sends a guy home, doesn't have anybody replace him, tells him he can go home. This is heavily trafficked. One guy was working on helicopters at that point, the other on the plane. When the one guy goes home, now the other guy has to do both. And there are probably other elements here. We don't know yet why they were flying so high. That caused a problem. But this could have been headed off. It is the traffic controller situation that should have headed this off. If you had people concentrating one-on-one, I'm doubtful that this would have happened. And the sad part is, according to the FAA rules, they have the ability to do this. They shouldn't, at least not in places like this. All right, let's go to John in Royersford. John, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, John, what do
you
have today?
Hey, Dom, how are you?
Good.
Dom, I'm shocked that there's a Krajewski name attached to that pot bill that's in Harrisburg.
Ah.
I think, I believe it's her mother who used to be the mayor of Mayfair. I don't think she'd agree with all that.
I don't think it's related to Joan, though. I don't think so, John. I think it's another guy that you're talking to. I don't think he's related, yeah.
I thought it was a female. Anyway... my answer was when General Electric split off from RCA and at one point was the largest company in the world.
Yeah, General Electric was the powerhouse. They were it. What's the biggest company in the world now? I mean, what is the go-to? Is it Apple?
Google.
You say Google, not Apple.
Yeah, I think Google.
Amazon?
Meta.
Interesting answers. A little hard to say. I guess I could... Google out. And I don't know about that.
Right.
I thought
Apple.
It was Apple. Is it Apple?
Yeah, it's Apple.
Okay. Yeah, the difference is Apple's actually producing something. I think that always gives you the edge. The others have some interest, but they're not producing a product per se.
One of the top five based on market
cap?
Yes. Yeah. Number five, Amazon. Good job, man.
Yep.
Number four, Alphabet, a.k.a. Google.
Right.
Number three, NVIDIA makes it.
The chips.
Ask Nancy Pelosi
chips,
about
okay.
that one.
Yep.
Microsoft, number two, number one, Apple.
Microsoft still hanging in there. They seem so yesterday to me, Microsoft. I mean, I thought Bill Gates was just trying to blank the sun out.
Other mentions, Tesla, number eight, Meta, number seven.
Oh, man. Tesla again.
Walmart, number 12.
Still in the running. All right, let's go to Joe in Bordentown, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe.
Hello. My answer would be Volkswagen, which after World War II, nobody wanted to finance it. And by 2015, they were the largest manufacturer of cars and trucks in the world.
Did not know that. I thought it was one of the Japanese companies. All right,
no,
Volkswagen.
No, Volkswagen stemmed out of the Holocaust and the German,
Yeah, no, but I meant that they were larger than the Japanese companies, yeah. Okay.
Gotcha. Yeah, no. They're a huge company, Volkswagen.
Yeah. Lightning round is next. Here's how you get in. 855-839-1210. You jump on board. There'll be a news conference, the NTSB, later today. Right now, their news conference around the recovery part of it. But the bottom line is that we need to see all the congressional hearings this week. That's fine. We need to bring in the person in charge of the tower, people like that, and put them under the same form of questioning. What are you thinking to send a guy home? Not just wanting to blame one individual. There's several elements to this, but you just can't do that when it's life and death. You want to have air safety and people feel comfortable with that? Can't be doing this. 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, great question today. Justin Timberlake on Twitter, unbelievable answers, breaking out a group, becoming a much bigger star. Name somebody or something that did that. 855-839-1210. Kind of surprisingly, Dan, not even Henry. I've gotten not one caller supporting what Shapiro is going to say, legalize marijuana on Tuesday. I've had to carry the load, so to speak, here to say if adults want this, isn't that consistent? Government stay out of it. Suddenly, all those people that say that to me are saying no.
Maybe it's one of those silent majority things, like it's a vocal minority calling in saying no, but no one wants to come on here and admit they're a little bit of a pothead.
Okay. I'm surprised. I thought we had moved forward with this after Jersey did it. It was obvious.
It is shocking to me that we still are so hesitant to allow something like this in Pennsylvania when we've seen how it played out in Jersey.
Well, I'm not sure I quite agree how it played out in Jersey, Dan. It's still a little bit, you know what I mean? There are societal ills associated with it. I would agree, though, we don't see it. We don't seem to have any. I don't see any shocking stories, any investigation, accidents up. Workplace accidents up. I don't see it. All I see is the revenue, which I think is not exactly correct. But yeah, overall, there's no evidence of anything bad in New Jersey with this. Joe in Exton's got an interesting one on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Joe, what's yours?
Yes. Hello, Dom.
Hi, Joe.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
In the mid-1500s, the King of England, Henry VIII, is married to Catherine of Aragon, who bears him a female heir, which greatly disappoints Henry. He goes to the clerical hierarchy in Rome and asks them for a divorce, and they utterly refuse to grant him a divorce. As a result, Henry decides to establish the Anglican Church and eventually marries Anne Boleyn.
All right, beautifully played, Joe. Yeah, a lot of times it's a woman that's involved in these major moments.
It's been far too long since we've taken a ride like that with Joe of Exton.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
The History Channel with Joe of Exton.
When he called in today and he started the call with in the mid-1500s.
There you go.
He's like, all right, Joe, you're going right through, buddy.
All right. Let's go to, this is almost the mid-1500s with Alan in Hamilton with this answer. All right. Alan, what's yours?
A group of girls came to Lawrence Welk in 1956 for the Christmas show. He kept them on the air through the 60s, and then they turned into the Lennon Sisters.
All right. Now, you always mock Larry Ferrari. I get him much more than Lawrence Welk. Lawrence Welk being a big show that was on forever, Dan, versus Larry Ferrari. I'm taking Larry Ferrari in that one.
Oh, I love some Larry Ferrari.
Yeah. Let's go to Joe in Columbus on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe. Afternoon to you.
You want some Larry Ferrari music?
Hey, Dom.
Yes.
Wait a minute,
Joe. You want to hear a little Larry Ferrari here? We want to help people out with this. All right. Imagine every Sunday, Larry Ferrari.
Bring it back,
Dom. All right, go ahead, Joe.
He was a staple in my house too. Childhood.
Yeah.
Dom, I want to see these legislators come out with DUI standards before they willy-nilly approve, marijuana. But we'll leave that for another day.
Okay.
I changed my answer midstream. My initial selection didn't go solo. So what I'm proposing is a gentleman by the name of Horace Greeley, who was the founder and editor of the New York Tribune, who I believe was associated with starting going from the Whig Party to the Republic, beginning the Republican Party.
Very good one. Thank you, Joe. All right, Henry, who did you like?
Smile, this Larry Ferrari.
Yeah.
Who did you like today?
Well, Joe in Westchester started off with a great one. I mean, the U.S. breaking away from England. I don't know how we can beat that. I like the history lesson from Joe and Exton. And I like John and Royersford answered of GE, too, because they were the biggest company in the world.
That was a very good answer. And Dan, what do you say?
I like the GE answer.
Okay.
I also like the America answer a lot. I think that's
The American answer was outside the box and massive. True, too. Let's put Joe of Westchester, I think the first time ever, into the hat.
He's won before, I think.
Oh, he has?
If I'm not mistaken, yeah.
All right. So let's get a winner for the week now to go to Gallows.
Why did I lose? There's the email. So Monday, Dom, we asked for an all-time Philly sports moment. Greg in the Northeast called in with a story that he started a fight with a Rangers fan at a Flyers game after smoking a cigarette in the audience. Tuesday, we asked for a famous spokesperson, a notable spokesman, pitchman, Robert Bensalem, Dr. Rick from the Progressive commercials.
Oh, love that answer.
Is that the old person?
Yeah.
Wednesday, all-time game changer, Dwayne and Valley Forge called in with birth control. Paul in Deptford won Thursday when we asked for oxymorons. He called in with voluntary compliance, and he just heard Friday. Your winner today, what was it, the U.S. breaking away from England? Joe in Westchester got in. So, Dom, let's throw them all in the hat. We're going to get a number here that will be the winner of the week. And, Dom, going to Gallows in the burger bar, we got... Number one, Greg in the Northeast. $50, Dom.
That's convenient, Greg. You can just walk around there in the Northeast from anywhere. Gallows, the great Gallows. I'll be going over there pretty soon again. Thank you.
So you just won a $50 gift card to Gallows Seafood and Harv's Burger Bar, Northeast Philadelphia. Visit them at gallowsandburgerbar.com.
All right, have a great weekend, everyone. Kudos to Dan and Henry. We've had some huge guests on, a lot of stuff in play this week. Come on out tomorrow. Meet Diane Cardano. Great real estate tips at the Hilton Garden Inn. Richie always next. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.